Okay, our friends. So today I am reading you a story about two of my favorite things. But actually, in this book, they're together, which makes it even better. The first thing is chicken. The second thing is Sunday. Chicken Sunday, that's the name of the book. It's called Chicken Sunday. It was written by Patricia Polacco. And it's read today by Mommy and
the cute little tiny fun and funny invention maker.
Whoa.
That one funny time where I made a slide for my stuffies made out of box and stairs.
Yes. Okay, so let me see if I've got it right. The cute, fun, and funny invention maker?
The cute. Mm-hmm.
Cute little fun and funny. Okay, wow. Friends, how cool is that? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I am too.
You can just call me Box Slide Guy.
Box Slide Guy?
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Okay, Box Slide Guy. Wait, Box Slide Guy. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I made a tongue twister.
You did, Box Slide Guy. Oof, that's hard. Say that three times fast.
Box slide guy.
Oof, that's hard. Let's read a story. Stuart and Winston were my neighbors. They were my brothers by a solemn ceremony we had performed in their backyard one summer. They weren't the same religion as I was. They were Baptists. Their grandma, Eula May Walker, was my grandma. Now, my babushka had died two summers before. And sometimes my mother let me go to church on Sunday with them. How we loved to hear Miss Eula sing. She had a voice like slow thunder and sweet rain. We'd walk to church and back, and she'd take my hand as we crossed College Avenue. Even though we'd been churching up like decent folks ought to, she'd say, I don't want you to step in front of one of those too fast cars. You'll be flat as a hen's tongue. She squeezed my hand. When we passed by Mr. Kodinsky's hat shop, Miss Eula would always stop and look in the window at the wonderful hats. Then she'd sigh and we'd walk on. Ooh, I think she might like the hats. Do you think? In the picture, we can see them looking at the hats. We called those Sundays Chicken Sundays because Miss Eula almost always fried chicken for dinner. And there'd be collard greens with bacon and a big pot of Hoppin' John, corn on the cob, and fried spoon bread. I don't know what all that is, but I'll tell you one thing for sure. I would for sure eat it. It sounds yummy. One Sunday at the table, we watched her paper fan flutter back and forth, pulling moist chicken fried air along with it. She took a deep breath. Her skin glowed as she smiled. Then she told us something we already knew. That Easter bonnet in Mr. Kodinsky's window is the most beautiful I ever did see, she said thoughtfully.
If you take away the old woman in that accent, It actually sounds a little bit like Tiana.
Does it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very kind of you to say. The three of us exchanged looks. We wanted to get her that hat more than anything in the world. And in the picture, we can see the three kids, and we can see Miss Eula. And everybody's got a smile on their face, but for different reasons. Stuart reached into the hole in the trunk of our wish tree in the backyard. He pulled out a rusty Band-Aid tin, and the three of us held our breath as we counted the money inside that we had been saving for weeks. If we're going to get this hat for Miss Eula in time for Easter, we're going to need a lot more than this, I announced.
Maybe we should ask Mr. Kodinsky if we could sweep up his shop or something to earn the rest of the money,
Stuart said. I don't know, Winnie said fearfully. He's such a strange old man. He never smiles at anyone. He always looks so mean. But we agreed that it was worth a try anyway. The next day, we took a shortcut down the alley in the back of the hat shop. Bigger boys were there, and they were yelling. Eggs flew past us and pelted Mr. Kodinsky's back door. Just as the boys ran away, the door flew open, and Mr. Kodinsky glared straight at us.
You there? He yelled. Why do you kids do things like this?
It wasn't us, Stuart tried to say, but Mr. Kodinsky wouldn't listen to us.
All I want to do is live my life in peace. I'm calling your grandmother,
he shouted as he wagged his finger in Stuart's face. Miss Eula was waiting in her living room for us. Miss Eula, we didn't throw those eggs, I sobbed.
Some big boys did, Stuart sputtered.
What were you doing at the back of his shop in the first place? She asked, and we knew we couldn't tell her the truth, so we just stood there and cried. She looked at us a long while. Baby dears, I want to believe you. Heaven knows that I brought you children up to always tell the truth. If you say you didn't do it, then I believe you. It's bad enough, though, she went on to say. That poor man has suffered so much in his life. He deserves more than eggs thrown at him. You know, he thinks you threw the eggs. You'll have to show him that you're good people. You'll have to change his mind somehow. In my kitchen the next day, we thought and thought.
How can we win him over when he thinks that we threw those eggs? Stuart asked.
He doesn't even like us, Winston chirped. Eggs, I said quietly.
Eggs?
Stuart asked. Eggs! I screamed. I went to the kitchen drawer and took out a lump of beeswax, a candle, a small funnel, and a wooden handle, and some packets of yellow and red and black dye. Mom helped me show the boys how to decorate eggs, the way my bubby taught us, the way we do it in the old country. She made designs on the egg shells with hot wax and then dyed them and finally melted the wax patterns off. And we put the eggs in a basket and, even though we were afraid, marched into Mr. Kodinsky's shop and put them on the counter. He raised his eyebrows and glowered at us. And then his eyes dropped to the basket.
Spasibo,
he said softly, and that means thank you in Russian.
Pazanki eggs,
he said as he looked closely.
I haven't seen these since I left my homeland.
We didn't throw those eggs at your door, Mr. Kodinsky, we told him. He looked at us for a minute.
Well, then, you have great courage to be here. Chutzpah! You have chutzpah!
And then his eyes glistened and his mouth curled into a warm smile.
Come have some tea with me.
We spent the whole afternoon talking together, having poppy seed cake and strong tea. He told us about his life, and we told him about ours. And when we finally got the courage to ask about doing odd jobs to earn some extra money, he apologized and told us that there was no work. We didn't tell him what we wanted the money for. It didn't seem the right thing to do. Our hearts sank.
I will tell you this,
he said thoughtfully.
These eggs are as beautiful as my hats.
Stuart, Winnie, and I looked at each other.
It is almost Easter,
he went on to say.
I'm sure that people would love these eggs. Set up a table and sell them right here in my shop.
For the next few days, we worked very hard. We made almost a dozen Paisanki eggs. When people came in, they picked them up and said things like, beautiful, splendid,
intricate,
glorious.
We sold them all in one single day. And it says for sale real Ukrainian eggs. That afternoon, when all the eggs were gone, we counted our money. We had more than enough for the hat. And just as we were about to tell Mr. Kudinsky that we wanted to buy the hat, he came out from the back room holding a beautiful hat box, gift wrapped.
Keep your money, children,
he said softly.
I've seen Miss Eula admire this. It is for her, isn't it? You tell her that I know you are very good children. Such good children.
When Easter Sunday arrived, we thought our hearts would burst when we watched Miss Eula open the hat box. She held us close as big tears rolled down her cheeks. Our hearts sang along with the choir that Sunday. She looked so beautiful in that hat. And when it was time for her solo, we knew she was singing just for us. Her voice was like slow thunder and sweet rain.
Wow.
Later,
beautiful.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Later that day, as Miss Eula sat at the head of the table, she said, oh, baby dears, I can die happy now. And after I'm dead on Chicken Sundays, I want you to boil up some chicken, bones and gravy and all, and pour it over my grave. So late at night when I'm hungry, I can reach out and have me some. Then she rolled her head back and laughed from a deep, holy place inside. Winston, Stuart, and I are all grown up now. Our old neighborhood has changed some, yet it's still familiar, too. The freeway rumbles over the spot where Mr. Kudinsky's shop once stood. I think of him often and his glorious hats. We lost Miss Eula some time back. But every year we take some chicken soup up to Mountain View Cemetery and do just as she asked. And sometimes when we are especially quiet inside, we can hear singing. A voice that sounds like slow thunder and sweet rain. And that, my very dear friends, is a beautiful story about how you can live in community with people. They don't have to share every detail of your life, but you can still love them and show kindness to them, even if you're afraid of them, right? Yeah. You can still be kind. What a wonderful world this would be if we were all kind, right? So go grab your copy of this book, my friends, because it's not a letdown. It's beautifully illustrated, and it's wonderfully written. And that is
the end.
The end.
Oh, I got a new invention. What about this machine that makes chickens fly? Or
oh, boy.
Frying chickens? Or...
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.